This is Arizona Trails, and I'm Eb Eberlein. And yes, the laugh is not in my voice today, because, dear listeners, it's my duty to share with you today the knowledge of the passing of one of the great lovers of Arizona, Katie Lee of Jerome, Arizona. She passed away on November 1st of this year at her home in Jerome, and after being an advocate for the Wild Rivers and the Colorado most all of her life. Katie was on track to be a Hollywood star after the Second World War. She had parts in some hit movies and became a nationally known folk singer, learning the trade with Josh White and Burl Ives, two of the great folk singers of the late 1940s and early 1950s. But there was a turning point in her life, a very important one, when, along with David Brower, one of the founders of the Sierra Club, she rafted through Glen Canyon. That's the canyon above Grand Canyon on the Colorado River, through Utah and just into a bit of Arizona. And it changed her life. She became an advocate for the river and fought against the dams all her life. She published at least a half a dozen audio recordings of her music and some books also. I'm not going to try to go through her history here with you on the show today. Suffice it to say, you can search Katie Lee online. You can hear her music. You can find out about her writings and come to know a bit of a retrospective about an amazing woman who influenced so many people with her dedication to the wild of Utah and Arizona, the Colorado Plateau. What more can I say? Katie Lee, you are missed, and we have been honored to have you with us for your 98-year journey. Rest well, Katie Lee. Looking forward to seeing you taking up the torch for the wilds of Arizona. This has been Eb Eberlein with Arizona Trails.